This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it.
Welcome to the Better Reading Podcast, Stories Behind the Story, brought to you by Belinda Audio. Listen to Belinda audiobooks anywhere, everywhere.
Hi, this is Cheryl Arkell.
And Jane Tara.
From the Better Reading Podcast, and this is our weekly book chat segment where we discuss our favourite new releases, book news, and more.
Lots more.
Hello everyone, it's Cheryl Arkell.
And Jane Tara.
And we're back for book chat. I think we're up to number 9 book chat.
I know, we are. So we're old hands at this now.
Doesn't time fly?
It does. Certainly the last couple of weeks.
Well, wasn't last week a big week?
It's
Sydney
a big
Writers
week.
Festival yes. last week, the ABIAS, the Industry Awards night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a night.
Mm.
I am still wrecked from last week.
Yeah. Same.
Are you wrecked? I mean, we just did so much, didn't we? It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We drank a lot of champagne.
We did. Mm. Way too much champagne. But, you know, but we had a great night.
We talked to so many wonderful authors.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with chatting with Pip Williams? Wasn't she great?
She is so lovely. And it's because we've worked with her for a while now and we've never actually met her in person.
It was the first time.
Of course, Dictionary came out just as the pandemic hit.
That's
so we've sort of only met her on Zoom.
Yeah. So she won the General Fiction Award for her book, The Dictionary of Lost Words. She was at the event.
Yes.
And it was such an exciting moment for her.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine, here you are, you're an author, you write your first book, and it just goes off like that. I mean, it's unusual, but it's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those rare things in life. And, you know, she's hit gold with it. But it is an unusual story.
It
as
is.
Well. And it,
it
came out at a time where we just really needed a great story.
Yeah,
and she gave it to us.
She really did. So if you haven't read it, because I know a lot of people have, I think the sales have been well above 100,000 copies.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you haven't read it, it's called The Dictionary of Lost Words. Now, the overall winner of the night was at the ABIAS, which is the Australian Book Industry Awards night, was Julia Baird for her book Phosphorescence again, which was released around the same time, just when COVID hit.
Yes, and I remember clearly because we had that. Actually, it was we'd just gone home and were working from home. I think we'd been working from home for a week, and that was delivered to my door. And of course, this pandemic had hit. We had no idea what was going to happen in the world at that point.
Who would have known
that it would
still be going?
I know. And it was pretty scary times. And I remember sitting with that book in my backyard with the sun on my face thinking everything is going to be okay, reading that book and finding so much solace in it.
Well, it's kind of because Julia's story is interesting in itself because she had, you know, she had cancer and I think she had a very serious bout of cancer. And to get through that, she decided to focus on things that were beautiful and that were around her, and she was starting to look and look up and see things.
The light in the world.
To see the light in the world. Mm. It's just such a beautiful book. And it's kind of musings about that, isn't it?
It really is. And, of course, it's done exceptionally well. It would have done well anyway, you know, but the timing of it to be put out into the world when people needed it most en masse like that, I think it's a great win for her, actually, to get Book of the Year.
Beautiful book, beautiful design. And Julia got up on stage and she accepted the award. She was there at the event and she accepted the award and she spoke a little bit about the book and where it came from. But she also shared with the audience that her mother had just died a couple of days prior.
Yeah, the morning.
Was that just so moving?
I tried to tell someone about that yesterday and got really emotional. It was just such a beautiful speech. She has an incredible way with words. But to share that with us in that moment, you know, it was very emotional. Yeah.
So much has been happening. A lot of people were in town for the Sydney Writers Festival last week, but also Adam Thompson came into our office because we haven't had a lot of people in the office because
of
COVID.
Haven't. So it's nice to have an author back in, and it's really nice to meet Adam Thompson because
Wasn't
we loved this book so much. Yeah.
It's called Born Into This, and it's a collection of short stories. stories. Mm. But wasn't he sweet?
He's lovely. Yeah. I cannot wait to see what he does next.
Well, he's writing fiction, he told us.
Yeah.
So if you want to see this, well, what will we call it? An interview with Adam. It's on Facebook.
Mm.
We recorded it live, and you don't have to watch them live. Remember, they get recorded and they're there, and you can watch them whenever you're ready. But I really do think this one's worth going back to, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's a lovely man, and, you know, he's an excellent writer. And this book is, you know, in my top three for the year. Yeah.
Do you know, I recorded a podcast with George Saunders recently. Mm. And, you know,
you're just name dropping again, Cheryl.
Yeah, I know. But I really loved it. It's such a good podcast. It was a great conversation. And we were talking about where stories come from and how stories aren't always the written story.
Yeah.
And I spoke to him about Adam Thompson, because when I'd recorded a podcast with Adam, you know, a few months back, I asked him why it is that he hadn't put pen to paper yet. And he said, well, he's been telling stories all his life.
Mm.
You know, they're orators. A lot of communities, a lot of Indigenous communities, you know, where books haven't been available, but stories are always available.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to him in the office that I think, you know, these are really important stories. You laugh, you cry, you feel uncomfortable with them. But I gave it to both of my sons. I've told you that. And, and you know, all of us, very different ages, all of us loved that book. Mm. You know, it should be in schools. That's what I think. So if anyone out there is listening.
Teachers.
Yeah, teachers.
Get it onto the curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. High schools.
And just a little note, such a fun age, because we had Kylie Reed in the office a little while ago now, going about pre-COVID.
Yes.
She's done so well with this book.
She has. She's sensational, isn't she?
It won International Book of the Year. Mm-hmm. At the Night of the Obvious. Okay, all right, what have you got?
Well, I actually want to mention the Small Publishers Book of the Year, and that is The Animals in That Country by Laura Jean Mackay. And, you know, this came through the office. It's unusual. It's, you know, something comes along and it's just, it turns the tables on writing. It's just a really, really weird read that everyone who has read it has gone, this is so different, and I loved it. Loved it. So I'm really pleased for Laura Jean Mackay and Scribe that they won this award because it's a great book.
Well, Scribe didn't win Small Publisher of the Year. They have in the past. Mm. UQP.
Yes,
University
that's right.
of Queensland Press won Small Publisher of the Year, and Penguin Random House won Publisher of the Year.
Yeah.
It was a really good night. It's good we don't have to do that every week, right?
Oh, I couldn't.
We
once
need
a year
to recover.
Two nights out in a row and I was a wreck.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was Literary Book of the Year as well, A Lonely Girl is a Dangerous Thing by Jessie Too.
Mm.
I mean, you know what else sitting at the event last week reminded me that how vibrant Australian writing is at the moment.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
Young people, yes. seeing young debuts, you know, hit bestseller lists, seeing young writers being recognised. Mm. It's super exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, really exciting time. Loads of great books coming in. And it is one of those things that, you know, every year now I look forward to it to see what's up there.
Yeah, what's happening.
Mm. So what else have you got? You've got our Book of the Week there.
I do. I've got the Book of the Week. It's called Sweet, Sweet Revenge, and it's such a quirky cover, isn't it? Sweet, Sweet Revenge Limited, and he's the author of the international bestseller, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out of the Window and Disappeared. Now, is it Jonas Jonasson?
Yes, I believe so.
Jonas Jonasson. It's a really good book. It's been a big hit in Europe. It's wild. It's hilarious. It's actually quite bonkers.
Yeah.
And it's revenge comedy, but a really lighthearted book if that's how you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, it's a good one for the weekend read if you just need.
Exactly how I'm feeling at the moment.
Mm. Well, I've got two Cathys in front of me.
Oh, you do?
And both of them are best-selling authors. So Cathy Rikes has got The Bone Code out, which is, I think it's number 20 in the Temperance Brennan series.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't need to.
Now, you know, she is a forensic scientist herself.
She is.
And, you know, I met her a few years ago. Mm. And I know I've got a podcast coming up with her. But I met her a few years ago post 9/11.
Mm.
And she was working. She was on Staten Island. And she was part of the team that was trying to identify bodies through bones.
Yeah.
I mean, extraordinary woman.
I know. She is. She's quite incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she's an academic. She teaches at one of the colleges over there. So, yeah, she knows her stuff.
Yeah, she's clearly been writing for a long time and still well-loved and well-read.
Yeah, a lot of readers out there. Number 20, The Bone Code, that's out now. And then, you know, Kathy Kelly, who, of course, has a huge following. This is her latest. She does great general women's fiction. And this is called Other Women. And, look, I just curled up over the weekend with this and it was fantastic. And Kathy came out a few years ago and sort of publicly acknowledged that she had been assaulted when she was younger. And now she's weaving a lot of those themes into her books. And so I kind of went into this thinking, oh, do I need to put a trigger warning or something in? Because some of the subject matter is quite heavy. But the way she does it, it is so hopeful and emotional and witty. And it's really about female friendship, you know, the sisterhood.
I recorded a podcast with her a couple of weeks ago, of course, via Zoom. But I just had the most extraordinary conversation with her, really bright. And she talked to me about, you know, being abused as a child. But she writes commercial. What does she write? What's the genre? Women's fiction.
Women's fiction.
But with empathy. And there are always quite serious themes. Marianne Keyes does the same thing, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
But they kind of, it's not that they're making light of it. They just present it in a way that is
Well, the women are strong. They're survivors.
They are, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you'd identify with her characters.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, the main character, it's always one of the friends, or you identify with these women. They're you and they're your sisters and they're your friends. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the new Kathy Kelly,
it
right?
It is. What's it called? It's a great book. It's called Other Women.
Right. Mm. Okay, so before we wrap up today, Jane, I just want to remind people, 8 o'clock Wednesday nights on Facebook, 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. If you don't watch it live, you can go back and watch it recorded. But if you do watch it live, you actually get to interact with the author.
Yeah.
Yep. And people love doing that.
The author is there in your lounge room.
Yeah. Yeah, that is right. The author is there in the lounge room.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's it for us today. Mm-hmm. And until next time, which is next week, see you then.
See you next week.
If you'd like more information about Better Reading, follow us on Facebook or visit betterreading.com.au.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Belinda Audio. Belinda audiobooks are available on CD and MP3 from online booksellers and bookshops everywhere, or you can download from Audible, Google Play, or the iBook Store. We've also created our own app called BorrowBox that's available from both the App Store and Google Play. All you need to do to get it working is to download the app, join your local public library, and you'll gain access to the world's best collection of ebooks and e-audiobooks available for you to loan on your phone or your personal device. Belinda, we're here to enable you to escape, imagine, grow, and be inspired through the power of storytelling. Belinda Audiobooks. Anywhere, everywhere.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.